Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. Ladies, today it is Tuesday. It is April 23rd. And the topic of today's episode is Life is Beautiful. Be right back. In about an hour or so, my husband and I are going to be headed to our church to give our support, our love, and our support to our pastor. He and his family just lost his mom. She was 90, I believe, and had lived a good full life, but she had some health complications at the end. And we knew that the time was short, but I don't think you're ever fully ready to say goodbye to your mama. And it got me thinking about just going through this with my husband's mother about 3 years ago. We lost her. And, we got to take care of her in her final days, and it was the honor of my life to do that. And she meant so much to my husband. They were very, very close, and it's been hard on him. And, you know, I've been thinking about life from many angles here the last couple of days. You know, when we endure losses in our family, and my family has endured many of them, one of the things I've been coming to see is that although the loss is super, super painful, it's just the indicator of how much we loved that person and how empty life is without them. That empty seat at the table, or that gift that you don't have to buy anymore at Christmas time, or the little things that just kind of creep up on you, and how the grief creeps up on you. You can feel like you're healing and feel like you're able to finally just enjoy the happy memories and get to that place of peace about the loss. And then out of nowhere, that grief will hit you so hard, and you take, some time for yourself to just grieve again. And grief, I don't think it ever fully ends. I think it changes and it evolves, but I don't think it ever really ends. So it got me thinking too about these women who are struggling so much over this issue of abortion. And I know that it seems like the only option at the time for a lot of women. They have a tremendous amount of fear about going forward with a pregnancy. And I've had really deep discussions lately with women about this. I have a book club that I'm in, and we've been studying this topic very heavily. So I'm really compassionate toward women when they have to face a crossroads like this. And at the same time, the grief that hits them after they go forward with the procedure, what I'm hearing is that it's 10 times worse than any fear they had of having the procedure. So the grief that they live with ongoingly. And so I don't want this to be a sad podcast. I just want to talk about how life is so beautiful, whether it's the life of someone that we've recently lost and we realized how beautiful their life was, how much joy they brought to us, or that anticipation of the life that is on the way, or that grief over the life that someone extinguished early, of the what ifs, the what could have beens, that grief that hits these women afterward. So it's just, if anybody could speak on this topic of grief, I think I'm standing alongside a lot of you who could. My family has endured great, great, great losses. And I have a lot of grief now over things I'm going through now with my son and my granddaughter. And so it's just a part of life. It's part of the human experience. And making sense of that today, I just want to bring a couple of scriptures up that can help give us some perspective in it. Because God cares about our grief. He cares about our pain. And he promises in the scriptures to bring beauty from ashes. He promises us in his scripture that he is near to the brokenhearted, that he's a breath away, that he grieves when we grieve. And so just knowing that we have a heavenly Father who understands and who cares is beautiful. And every life is beautiful. You know, life is a vapor, the Bible says. It's a very short story that we have here on earth. And I've said oftentimes that even the valleys that we walk through, the valleys of the shadow of death, even those valleys, the beauty is that God is with us in them. He may not spare us from them, but he walks with us and oftentimes carries us through them. If we look around in our moments of grief or in our moments of pain, we can see the evidence of his fingerprints all over it. You know, my family, as we've gone through grief, and I know a lot of the people that I've gone and comforted as they're going through grief, one of the things that I see is the outpouring of love and support from the people who love you. Those people who come alongside of you and do the heavy lifting when you can't. That is a beautiful thing. The outpouring of food and flowers and just hugs and wishes and cards and all these things, the ways that people show up for each other is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Even the pain is beautiful if we can reach a maturity level to see that pain, like I said, is just an indicator of the deep, deep, deep love that we had for that person. So I know this sounds cliche, but I think it's really true that we need to be grateful that we had that opportunity to love that deeply. And when we experience losses, it certainly makes us a more compassionate person toward other people who've endured loss. Like, we know what that pain feels like. And so we come alongside people who are now going through it, and we can comfort them in a more profound way because we really do understand the depth of their grief. And so there's just a lot to be said for the depth of the human heart. And for people who shelter themselves or who don't allow people in, they don't allow themselves to love at that depth because they're trying to protect themselves from this kind of pain. I think that's such a difficult way to go through life, to never allow yourself to feel that deeply. I think you're doing yourself a disservice. Allowing yourself to feel that deep, deep love means oftentimes that you're going to eventually come to a place where you're going to feel deep, deep pain over the loss of that person. But it's so much more beautiful to have loved them and to have beautiful memories you can hang on to with them. Or even if we're talking about the issue of abortion, the most incredible thing is to be a mom. And for women out there who might be watching me right now, who maybe have that decision on the table, whatever your fear is about it, whatever you think that is going to be a consequence if you go forward with the pregnancy, I want to tell you that if you'll turn to God, you'll be amazed at the people that would walk alongside of you, people that would help walk that out with you. Abortion is not the answer. Abortion is just going to bring more grief on the other side. So I encourage you to turn to God and choose life, because every life has a purpose. Every life is beautiful. I have a friend, and I won't say her name, but I have a friend who was at that crossroads, and she decided to go forward with life, with bringing her baby into the world. And now her baby is going to be 4 soon. And she tells me, I can't imagine my life without her. I can't. And it was a hard, hard decision, because she was in a real difficult time in her life. And it would have made perfect sense by the world standards to have ended that pregnancy. But she decided to choose God. And she tells me all the time now that she's so glad she did. So there's just so much beauty when you allow God to carry you, when you don't feel like you can walk, when you don't feel like you can do it, whether that's grieving over someone you've just lost, or whether that's grieving over a what if, a life that could have been, whatever it is, God comes alongside of us, and he's so faithful. He's so faithful to bring us through it, to bring that beauty for ashes. So as I have a heavy heart today, and as we get ready, that's why I'm all in black, as we get ready to go to this funeral, to celebrate the life of this precious woman. I just wanted to remind all of you right now that while we're still in our dash, you know, from the time you were born until the time that you exit this earth, that in between time, that dash in between, I hope that you'll fully soak up the beauty of this world, the beauty of God's creation. This is not a perfect world. And yes, there's evil here and there's pain here and all of that. But there's so much beauty too. And when we choose to focus on the beauty of life, the beauty of God's creation, then it helps to kind of drown out the bad stuff. You know, we keep our eyes on Him, our focus on Him. Not only do we get through this life, but we can learn to thrive in it, no matter what the enemy throws at us, and to walk in your power, to walk in that beauty. And don't let anybody take that from you. Don't let anybody take your smile. Don't let anybody take your compassion. Don't let anybody take your ability to love at a deep, deep, deep level, because it is truly beautiful to love. Let me pray with you. Father God, I thank you for the capacity that we have to love. Lord, for that love to be as deep as it can be, it also means oftentimes we're going to experience the grief. But Lord, I thank you even for that, because that is the tender moment where you can comfort and cradle us in your arms, Lord, and remind us that you love us and that this world is not the end. That, Lord, it's a temporary separation and we will be with the ones we love again. We thank you for that hope. We thank you for that faith that we have, that we will pass through this earth and we will be with our loved ones again. So, Father, please comfort our pastor's family tonight. Please comfort all the ladies who are listening who have endured loss recently or who have endured loss from decisions that they made, Lord. I pray that you would just give them peace and comfort, and Lord, that you would bring beauty from ashes in all of our lives. Thank you so much, Lord, for your faithfulness. We love you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies. Sorry for the Debbie Downer today, but it's just where I'm at. I'm just honest with y'all. This is where we're at today. This is a part of life, and we're literally heading there right now. So, doing life with y'all every day, and this is part of it. So I'm gonna go lady up now for my pastor, and y'all lady up too, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.